And now for some good environmental news. Sea turtles, those gorgeous four-legged ocean creatures, are safer in some parts of the world. More than 1 million sea turtles were illegally harvested between 1990 and 2020, but a new analysis has found that the illegal catch of sea turtles was nearly 30% lower between 2010 and 2020 than in the previous decade. And that happened because conservationists around the world have been actively working to stop the poaching of sea turtle eggs. We're joined now by a father-daughter team from Costa Rica who've been doing this work for years. Claudio Quesada Rodriguez runs research and conservation projects for a Missoula NGO, Ecology Project International. He's based in the Pacuare Reserve in Costa Rica. And his 13-year-old daughter, Sara, has been accompanying her father on turtle protection missions since she was four. And she joins us too. Welcome to both of you.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
So, Claudio, I'm going to start with you. Set the global sea turtle stage for us. Why have these creatures been so devastated by poaching? Why are sea turtles and their eggs so valuable to poachers?
Well, many people consider that they are aphrodisiac. Even they use the sea turtle eggs or the meat. Many years ago, it used to be the only source of protein for many communities. But right now, people doesn't like need it anymore. There are more sources of protein in the world. So poaching has decreased a lot in the last few years.
Okay. And sea turtles, obviously, they're beautiful animals, but clearly it's important to protect them from poachers, you know, not just because we think they're beautiful. Make the environmental case for us. Why do sea turtles matter to the greater environmental good?
Well, basically, every organism in nature plays a key role. So sea turtles is really important as they are sometimes on the top of the food chain. So, for example, the letterbugs, they feed on plankton and jellyfish. So if the population of letterbugs decrease, the population of jellyfish will increase, and those jellyfish will eat more plankton. Many of the species of plankton are larvae for many fish. So if that happens, the fisheries will decrease the amount of fish that they can get every day.
So, Claudia, tell us what exactly you do to protect the sea turtles.
So basically, we go to the beach every night during the nesting and hatchling season. We collect the eggs, we collect a lot of data, we move the eggs to the hatchery because right now, mainly because of global warming, about 80% of the eggs could just float in the currents or in the wave if we don't take any action. So we move the eggs to the hatchery where most of the hatchlings will hatch, and then we release those babies. But as well, at the end of the season, we do an analysis and we try to get better for the next season. So it is a lot of work, a lot of physical work during the night, but as well, we need to do a lot of analysis to try to understand why or what we can improve for the next season.
Now, where you live in Costa Rica, poaching sea turtles has been an especially big problem. How have you and your fellow conservationists worked to stop poachers? Because as I understand it, this past year, only 0.2% of sea turtles were poached in the Pacuare Reserve, which is down from years when it was 99% of all eggs being poached. Tell us how you achieved this.
Well, I think that the answer is environmental education. We need to tell and we need to teach local communities and over the world how important and why sea turtles are important for the ecosystem, the key role they play. We need to involve especially kids and teenagers in this magic science that they can discover in places like Pacuare Reserve. So that's why the poaching rate has decreased that much.
Okay. You work with an American NGO called Ecology Project International, which empowers young people and local students around the world, as well as where you are, to take leadership in habitat conservation. Your daughter Sara is one of them. Hola, Sara. So, can you tell us what you do to help save sea turtles?
Bueno, yo ayudo pues recolectar datos de
Well, I help in collecting data for all the programs. I also help with field work. I get my hands dirty helping however I can. I also go with groups out to the turtle reserves because there are always new people coming. So I help out and offer them support.
Tell me about the sea turtles. What might we not know about them that you know from having spent so much time with them?
Pues no sé exactamente todo como mi papá, que es un experto.
Well, I'm not as expert as my dad, but I do know a lot about how turtles nest at certain beaches. Some sea turtles nest more than others, and some are small and some are bigger. This is some of what I've learned over the years, mostly from being by my father's side, as he is always talking about this type of data.
Muchas datos así.
I have to ask you, Sarah, I'm very curious. Why do you care about sea turtles? You're a teenager and I'm sure you have many things going on in your life. Tell me why you spend this time at the beach and at night protecting turtle eggs.
Pues yo pienso que las tortugas son muy importantes ya que es otro animal.
Well, I think that sea turtles are really important animals in the ocean's ecosystem. The reason I spend so much time and effort with them is really because I just like them so much. I feel like I am helping save the species, even helping the planet to keep going. I feel like it is worth the effort to make sure the incredible sea turtles can nest safely. In the end, I feel like you can see our efforts.
So, Claudio, now that it seems like sea turtles are greater in number due to efforts like yours, is it necessary to keep up the protection work?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I can tell that this is the beginning of the conservation. You know, we have been working so hard for so many years, and we are right now seeing the first results after 30 years. So obviously we need to keep doing the environmental education. We need to keep protecting the sea turtles in the nest in beaches. I'm pretty sure if we stop doing this, the situation will get back because as normally happens, there will be a new generation in a few years. And if they don't have the information, they won't care as the current generation is caring about the conservation of sea turtles.
Sara, can you tell us a sea turtle memory of yours to end up, something that you'll always remember or hold dear?
Pues cuando ya estaba muy pequeñita.
Well, I clearly remember when I was a little girl, one day I went out to the beach and saw a huge sea turtle. I always remember that because it had such a big impact on me. It is such a big and beautiful animal, and since then I have always wanted to protect it.
Porque es muy bonito además.
Sara Quesada, muchas gracias para su tiempo.
Con mucho gusto y muchas gracias por pues entrevistarme.
Claudio, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time and for your effort sharing this information to the world.